Blog Talk Radio.
Moderates our chat room, and we are in the book study of spiritual partnership. And you know what hit me? I was preparing for the lesson today, and I said, "Oh my God, we're almost through this book." We have to start looking for our next book. Now, what I intend to do is to take us out of this book, Spiritual Partnership, where we have these new guidelines that we can follow. And then I want to move directly into Dr. Reggie's book on the secret power of words. And I thought it was just so an appropriate book to follow up with Spiritual Partnership, because Spiritual Partnership, we are making a commitment to making our spiritual growth our highest priority. And we are doing that by focusing on learning about ourselves, paying attention to our emotions, paying attention to our thoughts, and paying attention to our intentions. And all of that is activated by our words. So there's a little method to my madness here on choosing this book. I want you to really understand the power, the creative power of your words. You know, you're probably saying, "I tuned in to Circles of Prosperity because I wanted to figure out how to get my money." And this sounds like they're over there with group therapy talking about, you know, paying attention to it, focus and your intention. Woo, voodoo, hoodoo, I don't know what someone may be thinking, but there is a method to the madness and why we are committed to bringing you book studies to strengthen your understanding of how divinely perfect you were designed by God. That's it. That has been my commission from God, from the Holy Spirit, because once you move into that reality of how divinely perfect you are, how empowered you were designed, you can have anything you want. Do you hear me? You were not put here to struggle, but you have to understand. And we've got so much garbage in our heads that we are consumed in fear. We can't even see how magnificent we are. So, yeah, I have to invest time tearing down these walls that you have built up of fear and doubt and low self-esteem. Build all of that up for you to get to the real truth of who you are, to see that, so that you can start grabbing hold of, "I'm magnificent. I'm divinely empowered. I'm magical. I can create whatever it is that I desire." That's why there's a method to the madness. Oh, wow. You know, I'm all riled up because I listened to Bill Clinton this morning. Good morning, Dr. Reggie. How are you?
I'm doing great, Sin. How are you?
Oh, I'm awesome. I mean, what can I say? I'm divinely empowered this morning.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. I just love life. I love this time that I get to spend with you guys in the morning. This is my greatest joy right here. Right here, right now. Amen?
I say amen.
I say. Okay, Dr. Reggie, can you take us into our morning prayer so that we can just jump on this.
To everything that is, your divine, wonderful words created this universe, and your mind created everybody here. Thank you for creating us and to have individual perspectives, individual life forces, guarded and shielded by the energy of light around our bodies and minds and hearts. Thank you for giving us the ability to get wealth, to get health, to get housing, transportation, everything that we have because of you. We don't show enough gratitude, and I think that we should do that now. And I thank you, Father, for everything that we are, for living, for breathing, for blood, for bones, for flesh, for muscles, everything that makes us who we are on the anatomical level and the spiritual level and on the mental and emotional level. I say thank you. I thank you for everybody who listens in. Give them more power and more strength. And above all, give them the ability to love. Love themselves and to love others. I believe it is so. And so it is.
And so it is. And so it is. Thank you so much, Dr. Reggie. Thank you so much. Oh, you know, I am praying for Circles of Prosperity this morning. I am praying that each, you know, if it's only one person on the line, and that if it touches you, that it awakens you and moves you on your spiritual path, then it has been all worth it. All the work has been worth it. Because then you will share your light with someone else. Someone else will be impacted by it. And you'll share these truth principles with someone else. Can you just imagine a whole world filled with people that are empowered, that are not afraid, that are not grabbing after everything because they're afraid? You know, that's what creates greed. That we all know that there's plenty, there's abundance, and more than enough to share. And that what's meant for me is meant for me. What's meant for you is meant for you. Because you're moving in your joy. I'm moving in my joy. We serve one another with love and joy. Oh, my goodness. I am praying for that time. I'm praying that it's happening now. I mean, you may not see it in a huge numbers, but if you've got a small group around you of 10 or 15 people and you guys are living that life together and expressing that love among each other, then that is the beginning. And so I'm praying for that circle of prosperity. Wow. So we are taught, because guess what? All of that is a reflection of spiritual partnership. I was reflecting on, because we're moving into the spiritual guidelines, and we've spent a time breaking each one of these guidelines down and talking about it, but he just gives you a summary so that you can basically go in and make a photocopy of page 199 and 200. Make a photocopy of that. Make multiple photocopies, because that's what you want to share with your friends. And say, look, there's a new day. We are new humans. We're going to live a new way. So I was contemplating on this and really thinking about God's plan for us in terms of prosperity and abundance. And I was looking at these spiritual guidelines, and I said, oh, my God, you know, there's only one truth. So let's go through and really look at these and talk about them again today. And then tomorrow, and I mean, later in the day of today, we're going to be moving into how to apply these guidelines. And we're going to finish this book out pretty quickly at this point. So here are the spiritual partnership guidelines. Commitment, making your spiritual growth, which equals and means creating your authentic power, making that your highest priority. Now, listen to the words here. He calls it creating your authentic power. Authentic means that it is real. And when you think about how you were designed by your creator, what he's really saying is, I want you to return, I want you to become aware of the power that God gave you. He doesn't use the term God in here, but this man is extremely spiritual and very connected to Source, Creator, to the universe, to the higher self. So really, that's what he's saying. You want to make a commitment to live in the reality of how God created you, which means that God gave you power. That's the real power. That's the authentic power, okay? And here are the things that you need to pay attention to. You want to focus on what you can learn about yourself all of the time, especially from your reactions. And he's saying, when you are angry, when you feel fear, when you feel jealousy or resentment and impatience, instead of judging others and blaming others, focus on you. And, you know, if you guys have been with Circles of Prosperity for a while, I tell you, I said, you know, your life is very selfish because it's all about you. Because you're the only one that can create your experiences. But when you're coming from a place of love, everybody benefits. And that's your intention, isn't it? Okay, he says, pay attention to your emotions. So first you're going to learn, you're going to focus on learning about yourself, analyzing yourself at every choice that you make, okay? And then you're going to pay attention to your emotions. By feeling the physical sensations in your energy center. What is that saying? How do you feel when you're angry in your stomach? How do you feel when you're angry in your throat? What are you feeling when you're angry in your heart? You want to pay attention to those. Then he says, pay attention to your thoughts. Catch yourself when you are passing judgment and label, or when you're daydreaming, or when you're planning on your reply in a conversation. Pay attention to your thoughts, particularly your thoughts of gratitude and appreciation and commitment and openness to life. Pay attention to when you are grateful. Your thoughts are your creative power. Dr. Reggie says what you think about, you ultimately will talk about. And what you talk about, you ultimately will bring about. That's why your thoughts are so important. And then he says, pay attention to your attention. Your intention. Such as blaming and judging and needing to be right and seeking admiration or escaping into thoughts. You know, you're intellectualizing everything, or you're just trying to convince people. But you could be cooperating. Or you could be sharing. Are you creating harmony? Are you revering life? There are two sides. The second major thing that you're going to do is courage. Remember, we're talking about now the four C's: commitment, courage, compassion, and conscious communication. The four C's are Four C's. So what happens when we deal with courage? Courage is stretching yourself beyond the limited perspectives of the frightened parts of your personality. Courage to face your fears. That's the bottom line. The courage to face your fears. So how do you face your fears? You take responsibility, number one. Take responsibility for your feelings and your experiences and your actions. Don't blame it on anybody or anything. The minute you start saying, well, they, well, he, well, she did so and so, they're not, no, stop. Even if you cannot see that those circumstances didn't do anything to you, that you created it, even if you can't see it, start by at first saying, okay, I take full responsibility for this mess. I don't know how, but I take responsibility for it. Just stop and acknowledge that, because let me tell you, the minute you say that, the Holy Spirit is going to come into you and start showing you what you did to put the situation in motion. It will reveal to you your thoughts that set those circumstances in motion. It will reveal to you the words that you said that set those circumstances in motion. And it will reveal to you how you felt initially when it all, at the birth of that situation. And at that point, a light bulb will go off. And you'll say, oh my gosh, now I see it. I see where I was afraid. I can see where I really didn't have, I had low self-esteem. And I did this to cover it up. It's an amazing process. Have the courage to do it. Simply by taking responsibility, things will be revealed to you. That's how my God works. I don't know about your God, but that's how my God works, okay? He will reveal it to you. Practice integrity at all times. That often requires action, such as speaking with frightened parts of your personality that don't want to speak and are not speaking when they feel compelled to speak. You know, the biggest challenge that I had was having the courage in a work environment to live in my integrity of my spiritual values. And, you know, I respect everyone's religion. So when I'm in a work environment, and I think this is what Gary Zukav is doing in the book, why he doesn't say God or the universe or everything, in a work environment, you don't want to force your religious or your spiritual beliefs on someone, but you want to remain in integrity with your value system. And so what I find myself doing, even now I'm going through training, is that when I hear people speak from their fear, I encourage them. I flip the script on them to release them from that fear. So you find action words, action, what's the word I'm looking for? But you find creative ways to express your value system to encourage and support those around you. They literally become your spiritual partners, because when you are on this path, people will say things to you and it'll make you cringe, because you know that they're speaking from an error, that they're not aware. And so you say things that gently unfold their consciousness into the awareness of who they are. And it stuns them. And you don't have to say anything about your religion or your belief or anything. What you're doing is you're loving them. Oh, no, baby. You're magnificent. Oh, no, baby, let's shift our focus over here, because this is going to serve us better. How about if we look at it this way? you're always shifting and shifting the energy, shifting the energy. And you're living in your integrity. It says, say or do what is most difficult. Sharing what I notice, if appropriate, when someone speaks or acts from a frightened part of his or her personality. Sharing about myself what I am frightened to say and know that I need to say. Isn't that's where compassion comes from. When you recognize the fear in someone else because you have gone through it, that's how you develop compassion. So he's saying at that moment to have the courage to say what's right, to have the courage to shift the energy. Then the next thing is for compassion. The third C in the spiritual partnership guidelines is compassion. Seeing yourself and others as souls who sometimes have these frightened parts of their personalities that are active. You know, rather than being angry at and resentful with your mate, your husband or your wife or your boyfriend, your significant other, and feeling disappointment because they haven't lived up to some expectation that you have, isn't that such a shallow way to look at your relationship? It is. This is another soul, another human being that has work to do just like you do in terms of dealing with their fears and their doubts. And women, I'm going to tell you something, men have fears and doubts. And they have been put into a paradigm where they cannot express that. They have to be macho in order to prove that they are a man. You don't need to prove to me that you're a man. I can look at you and tell that you're a man. I don't question your manliness. What are your values? Are you courageous? Are you committed? Do you have compassion? Are you consciously choosing to live from your empowered self instead of letting your fear rule your life? And even then, I am not judging you. I'm loving you and helping you to become that, or to become aware of how powerful you truly are. So we need to look to these men and love them where they are and help them to expand in their conscious awareness of how powerful they truly are. They say behind every good man is a great woman. Okay. In compassion, you want to change your perspective from fearful to loving. That's all it is. You want to release any distance that you feel from anyone. If you are, and I talk about these relationships because there are so many women out here saying there are no good men. If you continue to say that, there will be no good men. But if you love a man where he is and you make a commitment to not to be his spiritual partner, make a commitment to awaken him to how powerful he really is, then maybe you'll find a good man. Be present. Whenever you're in a conversation, be present with that person. Truly listen to them. Be in that moment, not preparing for what you're going to say, not judging what they're saying. Because you're not going to listen with your mind or listen with your ears. You're listening with your heart. That's compassion. Okay, conscious communication and actions. striving to make all my interactions conscious and loving. I'm going to consult my intuition. I am choosing my intention before I speak or act. I will act from the healthiest part of my personality that I can access, okay? It may not be the perfect part, but it'll be the highest thought that I can have in that situation. And look at the, as a, I will act from that healthiest part instead of what? Instead of caretaking, instead of fixing, instead of teaching, instead of judging, instead of blaming, instead of gossiping, all of which is what? Manipulating and controlling. Instead of manipulating and controlling, I'm going to love, 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 love. I will speak personally and specifically. I will take responsibility. I'm going to say, I am that I am. I am that. I am this. I am that. Instead of you or we. And then you're going to release attachment to the outcome. You're going to trust God. You're going to trust the universe. You're going to trust Source. You're going to trust your higher self. You're going to trust that creator of you, that higher being. If I find myself attached and begin, then I'm just going to start over with commitment. I'll start over with courage. I'll start over with compassion. And I'm just going to relax and trust. And you know what? I am still learning how to do that. And I've been on this path for over 30 years. I am still learning how to trust. And let me tell you how the process goes now. I have a challenge, and I have an urge to do something. But I stop and I say, is this urge because I'm afraid that God will not take care of this and that I'm trying to manipulate and control it? See, and we will talk ourselves out of it a lot of times. The rational mind says, well, no, you know you got to be practical and you have to plan and you need to do so and so and so and so. And you know, I have no argument for that, except for the fact, and I'm not going to try to argue against it, because if that's what you believe, then that's what you'll do, and I cannot change that. But for me, and I put to the test the principles that I'm learning. And so I choose to say, I'm not going to manipulate and control this. I'm just going to say what I need. I'm going to declare how I'd like to have this to work out. For this to work out in my highest good, this is what I need. And if it doesn't work out, then it wasn't for my highest good. I release control to the outcome. Yes, I do. I would like for it to work out this particular way, but if it doesn't, I know that there's something else that's supposed to take place, and I release and I let go. So initially, I will have those thoughts where I want to control and manipulate it, or so-called, where we put it, oh, I need to plan. Well, I need to do so-and-so. I mean, it just only makes sense. I release that. It crosses my mind, but I say, I stop and I release it. And then what will happen is, periodically through the process, and I can tell you this happens a lot for me with money, where I'm trying to manifest money, not trying, where I met the times that I manifest money. Because I will tell you this, the more I practice this, the more I begin to trust. And the more I trust, the quicker my results come. So I have not gone through this life without manifesting what I needed. The universe always gives me what I need when I need it. And I can say that 100% of the time. I have never been denied. Now, the journey to get to that is not smooth sailing for me. And that's why I'm sharing this story with you, that it's not smooth sailing, that it's a process that I go through. But here's the thing. When I catch myself, it's a very short period of time that I'm in that fear space. Sometimes, I mean, when I say short, I mean, it may come up for 30 seconds, but 30 seconds every day, or 30 seconds several times a day. But I catch myself. What am I doing? I'm paying attention to my emotions. I'm putting these spiritual guidelines into practice. And then I remind myself, that's okay because I know God will take care of me. That's okay because I know the universe is working on my behalf. I know that this will be done. And really and truthfully, when I say that, I'm actually saying an affirmation, am I not? This will be done. And then I move past it. And now, on some level, I get excited when I have a challenge because I love to see how the universe works on my behalf. And so I'm moving into the reality that, hold on to this one now, I am moving into the reality that I don't have to work so hard. I don't have to force things to happen. I can sit and wait for things to come to me. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine living your life like that? You have that power. When you move into these guidelines, putting these guidelines into practice in your life, you are moving into your authentic power, your real power, where you are not struggling to make things happen. You are living a life of grace, where you are highly favored and truly empowered. Whew. Breathe. That's why I'm so excited this morning. That's why I'm so excited. And I'm so excited to share that with you. Okay, so let's move on to chapter 30 real quickly here. And this is just a soul summary, okay? We're talking about spiritual partnerships and putting them into action. Because now this is where the work begins. We're going to start taking action steps, the life-changing movements, the transformation. Hear this. The transformation of energy into matter. What is that? Energy is unseen, and matter is what comes into the physical world, in the seeing world, in the physical world. We're transforming that unseen energy into matter. The possibility, what could be possible, into an experience. Can you take ownership that is your authentic power, that is who you are? Don't just read past these words. Get in there and underline them and try to jump in between the words, in between the letters. Absorb them. This is a powerful statement that he's saying because you're going to take the action steps, the life-changing movements, the transformation of energy into matter. Those words set up a whole vibration. You know what he's talking about? He is talking about alchemy. For those of you who are into metaphysics, You are converting energy into something. And he's talking about the possibility. You're taking just a thought, an imagining, a wild imagining, and turning it into an actual experience. That is who you are. That's the power you have. The spiritual partnership guidelines cannot create authentic power or spiritual partnerships. But applying them does. When you do the work, there are countless ways to create authentic power because there are countless circumstances in your life. And each moment brings another. And each offers numerous possibilities to create authentic power. And the potential of spiritual partnerships in numerous ways. So each drop in an ocean, a flake in a snowy storm, and the circumstances in your life, each one is unique and perfect and transient. This is the context in which authentic power is created within that uniqueness of that experience, of those circumstances. That's where the opportunity to create authentic power is born. So let your intuition and your experience and the support of your spiritual partners combine to show you ways to apply these spiritual partnership guidelines and to experiment with applying them in each circumstance, because some helpful suggestions will follow. We're going to go into how we can implement this in different areas of our life, at work and with our mates. We're going to focus on that. But I want you to really, like I said, go and look at page 199, 200, make copies of it and memorize it and practice, practice, practice. Because you want to understand that you alone are responsible for the consequences that you create in your life. You have the power. And here's the thing, you've been moving through this life thinking that this stuff just comes up and happens to you, not realizing that you have been attracting it to you and creating it for you, and then not taking advantage of learning from it. Because every circumstance is for your spiritual growth, whether you acknowledge it or not. And the longer that you are unaware that it's there for your spiritual growth, you will continue to have the same experience over and over again, right? And we've read that and studied that in many of our books, right? Until you grow and graduate from that experience, it will continue to come up. The names and faces of the people involved may change, but the situation, the core of the situation, of the circumstance, will be a repeated theme until you grow and graduate from it. And here's the biggest thing that I want you guys to remember. First of all, to just relax in this process. Don't make this a chore. Just relax in it. And begin to enjoy the process. That's what happens with me now. I tell you, I love when the drama comes up because it's an opportunity for me to grow, and I get excited. I go, okay, I'm ready. All right, ooh, I'm gonna pass this test. And I will laugh when inside I'm maybe a little fearful, but I will make myself laugh because it's not important. It's just a test, and I can pass it. Why? Because I got the greatest force in all the universe, the multiverse within me. What can destroy me? What can annihilate me when I have the energy of the most powerful force in the universe in me? And I reside in that truth. Money? Not enough money? I have Jesus. I love this story in the Bible. Jesus was so unconcerned about money. He just went to the fish and pulled money out the fish mouth. That's how available it was to him. You know, there's an image. Whether that actually happened or not is not important. The point is it was so available to him, he could pull it from anywhere. And that's what the lesson is here, because we get so hung up on money. When you move into that power of knowing that all of your needs will be met, money will come from sources that you're not even aware of. But you may have a scenario in your mind where you want the money to come from, like a job. Okay, that's the first thing we say. Oh, let me go get a job. I'm guilty of it. That should not be the first thing that you say. First thing you should say is, I know that God will provide. I know the universe will provide. Whatever name you just know that things are working on your behalf. That should be the first thing you'd say. Okay. I think I'm going to end this lesson right here. If you have a question or comment you want to make this morning, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. I love to hear from you guys. You know that. I really do. But if not, I'm just going to ask Dr. Reggie to take us into our closing prayer. Okay. We'll be here tomorrow.
Thank you, Father, for this beautiful lesson. Let us grow and be by the word, by our actions, and I'll be to the development and empowerment of mankind. Live what we say. And walk in the truth and the light of who we are. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. I think Dr. Reggie may be cutting in and off there. I don't know. We have to work on our phone system here. I don't know what's going on here lately, but we will correct it. Anyway, listen, guys, have a blessed day. You know, practice these spiritual partnership guidelines. Remember to stay committed to your spiritual growth. Have the courage to face it and say the things that you are afraid to say. The courage of stretching beyond your limited perspective of who you are. And move into your compassion. See everyone as a soul. And then pay attention consciously of your communications and your actions. God bless you.